With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. The world has paused to say thank you to hundreds of elderly men who came ashore in Normandy 80 years ago today. Thousands of young men were there that day facing heavy gunfire and shrapnel. President Biden says the Americans who fought on D-Day were brave in the face of death.
The men who fought here became heroes, not because they were the strongest or toughest or were fiercest, although they were, but because they were given an audacious mission, knowing, every one of them knew, the probability of dying was real. But they did it anyway.
Tornado spawning storms ripping across the eastern United States, killing a toddler in Michigan, 5 people in Maryland, 8 more in Ohio, also injured in tornadic winds. Also, at SRNnews.com, testimony in the trial of President Biden's son has focused on past relationships and drugs.
Kathleen Buell was married to President Biden's son for 20 years. She testified she discovered her husband was using drugs when she found a crack pipe in an ashtray on the porch of their home in 2015. When confronted, he admitted smoking crack. Buell says she never saw Hunter Biden use drugs. Prosecutors also called Zoe Keston. She met Biden in 2017. She told jurors when she saw him use drugs, buy drugs, talk about drugs, or possess drug paraphernalia. Keston acknowledged she had no contact with Hunter Biden during the period when he bought a gun in 2018. The trial is about whether he lied on a gun purchase form when he said he wasn't using drugs.
An Iowa man accused of killing 3 people and injuring a 4th by attacking them with a metal pipe at a farm home. Officials say the potential motives are still under investigation. This is SRN News. A legal battle in California over a flag.
Jeffrey Little is a fireman and a lifeguard working for Los Angeles County. He's also a Christian and does not want to fly the gay pride flag in front of his beachside station as mandated by county officials. Little says when he refused, he was disciplined, and now he's filed suit with the help of the Thomas More Society. The lifeguard says one county official told him that his religious beliefs have to be set aside when he's on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Senate Democrats making a renewed push to show their support for ensuring nationwide access to in vitro fertilization. Senator Tammy Duckworth is the author of a measure. It's part of an election year effort to spotlight some Republican resistance to the fertility procedure. The Right to IVF Act would make it more accessible through insurance, as well as military members and vets. This is SRN News. A successful rocket mission, to say the least. John Scott has the story.
SpaceX's Mega Starship has completed its first full test flight, returning to Earth without exploding after blasting off from Texas. The previous 3 test flights ended with the rocket and spacecraft blowing up. This time, both managed to splash down in a controlled fashion. The 400-foot rocket was empty as it soared over the Gulf of Mexico. The booster dropped successfully into the Gulf. An hour later, live views showed parts of the spacecraft breaking away during the intense heat of reentry, but it remained intact. John Scott reporting.
Experts say the average rate on a 30-year mortgage has dipped this week just below the 7% mark. On Wall Street today, Dow Industrials gaining 78 points, S&P 500 off 1, NASDAQ dropped 14. More details at srnnews.com.